You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your opening bell for July 24th, 2025. So rates, they went up a little bit yesterday. What are they going to do today? Well, that's going to be our topic, because in today's video, we're going to talk about what's moving the stock market and what's moving the stock market right now at Alphabet and a lot of NASDAQ earning companies that are blowing out the doors. We're going to go over earnings reports because that has a big to-do over what the Federal Reserve is going to do, believe it or not. And then we're going to look at the jobs numbers. What the jobs numbers did this time, a lot of people were thinking they were going to tank. What are they doing? I'll give you some insight. Good news on the economy is bad news for these things. So you want to understand what's going on with today's rates? Let's get to it. Okay, so folks, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with those and the whys behind it. That's what you really have to understand. So we saw yesterday as mortgage rates ticked up just a tad, but 0.01, that's nothing to really write home about. So what's going to happen today? Well, here's what we're seeing on the headlines right through here. NASDAQ set for another record as Alphabet's strong earnings season just comes through. So we're going to talk about jobs earnings. But first off, I want to go over to the jobs report. Let's take it over to Rick Santelli. He's at the CNBC Stock Exchange. He wants to give us the opening bell on what the initial jobless claims are doing. And a lot of people are saying these are going to spike. Remember back last year and the year before, people were saying we're going in a recession and the housing market's going to crash and we're also going to see unemployment spiking. So let's see if this part of the equation's holding up on that naysayer side. So let's get out to the jobs report. Without further ado, Rick, take it away for me, buddy.
Jobless claims report is out. Let's get over to Rick Santelli. He's been standing by at CME in Chicago. Rick, take it away. What are the numbers?
Yeah, all you need to do is show a chart of 2-year or 10-year yields, and you pretty much can figure out that jobless claims were well-behaved. Yields are moving up, and pre-open equities, they're moving down. 217,000, yeah, that's the fresh 3-month low level. Last month was also a comp back to mid-April. And if we look at continuing claims, 1,955,000, they're all stacked up. It's the 9th week in a row that we're hovering right around, you know, a little over 1.9 million. These numbers go back to 21. And even though they are elevated relative to near-term history, they're not necessarily high relative to longer-term history. And yields say it all. Now, granted, scaling makes that move you're looking at in tens bigger. We were hovering right around 440 up one. We're now hovering almost at 443. So we have moved up. Maybe the most important issue is that we backed away not long ago from 4.5 on an intraday basis, getting very close to like 448. Then it came back down into the 430s, which time and time again is a very good pivot, and boom, right back. I continue to think the range for a 10-year is going to be more along the lines of 4.25 to 460. With any wild card surprises, yields to the upside. Andrew, back to you.
Well, not a good day for rates. So when you have good news in the economy, like the employment numbers are looking good, inflation's not looking that bad, it's bad news for the economy, folks, because what that's going to signal is for the Fed to say, well, we don't have to do anything. Everything is in line, because the Federal Reserve, what they monitor, let's pull that up, the Federal Reserve at a glance. See, here's what they monitor. Okay, so you go down through here and they look at the PCE, they look at inflation. So they look at the PCE, CPI, and PPI, but their main focal point is the PCE. This actually went up just a tad last reading. It went from 2.1 to 2.2 to 2.3, but that's really not scaring the market because they want this to go to 2, and it's going to get there once you get some updated housing information. Trust me on that one. Now, here's the dilemma right there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Here, they thought the unemployment numbers were going to spike to 5%. You could go through CNBC, all these other analysts, they're saying, okay, the jobs market is going to crash. And that's what we've been being told. Well, it's not crashing yet. So if you don't have inflation spiking like a lot of people expected, and the employment numbers or the unemployment numbers spiking, the Federal Reserve is just going to sit on the sidelines and say, I'm going to be on hold. And that's exactly what they're going to do. Okay, so that's really not going to affect the markets. Now, let's get over and recap what we're seeing so far today. When we go across the equity markets, it's a mixed bag of goods right through here. We have the Dow Jones getting hammered right now. We got the S&P and the NASDAQ up just a tad. I think the S&P is at another record high. Here it is, sets another record high. You got oil at 66. This needs to get to 65 or below. That's what our focal point is. So this is a little inflationary. Then you get to the 10-year treasury and it's up a little bit. So let's get over to what the crypto is doing just for kicks. It is up $279. So that's running a little bit. Let's get it over to the earnings season that we're seeing. So this week is a huge earnings report month or week. So I want to go through and show you how earnings are doing for companies, because if you're looking at deterioration in these, then you're going to see deterioration in the economy and then jobs and everything else. So let's start at the focal point where companies' earnings are. So if you go over to here, let me get my head out of the way once again. And here's what we're focusing in on right through here, the earnings per share for these companies. Okay, so here's what came in. This is before the bell. All right, so we have AT&T. It's a green at 3. You have GEV up 20%. These other ones, what I want you to understand is all these, look at them. They're all in the green. So they're saying the earnings per share either matched or exceeded what the markets were expecting. So that's giving us good news when it comes to corporations and corporate profits. So those are staying in check. So that means, well, maybe the consumer's kind of okay, and maybe the jobs market doesn't have to crash. Okay, so maybe we can just have a smooth landing. And a lot of mainstream media doesn't want to say that, but it's so far... things aren't looking so bad. And then as we get tariff relief, as we got from Japan yesterday, more and more deals are going to float through. We'll get more clarity on that. And that'll be more, maybe a little bit easier to figure out what's going on in the bond market as well as mortgage rates. So let's get over to the MBS market today. It is down 21 ticks. That means mortgage rates are probably going to pop up to about 6.82 or 83. That's what we might see by the end of the day. You're going to have to stay tuned to the closing bell when I report to see where those numbers come in, but we'll be above 6.8 today. I keep thinking, you know, our rates are going to be, let's go to like to Rick Santelli. I'm going to give you my rates. I'm going to say my rates are going to be between 6.625 and 6.875, just a spread of about 0.25%. And that's where they've basically been trading for over the last month. So if you're really focused in on mortgage rates, you know, you're seeing a little bit of reprieve from the highs that we saw about 7% not too long ago. We're teetering at 6.75 right about there. I think we're going to stay steady there. Where I was wrong, home values. Folks, I apologize. I kept telling you guys home prices were going to be flat. Actually, there was a report out yesterday saying home prices are up yet again 2% this year so far. So my apologies there for those sitting on the sidelines waiting for some price reprieve because of me. I apologize. I thought, well, you got to really focus in on your area, because what we post here is national numbers. So what is your area actually doing? That's what you really need to focus in on. So let's get over to the economic calendar to recap basically the news that came in today, we had building permits right in line with expectations. Last reading was 1.39, expected to stay at 1.39. It stayed at 1.39. Now, here's the jobs report that Rick Santelli was going through. Last reading was 221,000 people got laid off for the first time, expected to increase to 227. It actually dropped to 217. That's a good check mark for the employment numbers. You go to continued jobless claims, right on point. Last time was 1.95. They thought it would go to 1.96. It came in at 1.95. So right on target there. Then tomorrow what we're going to get is basically durable goods orders. How is the consumer? Are they still ordering bigger stuff? Are corporations still ordering bigger stuff? Well, that's what we're going to find out tomorrow. There's expected to be a huge, huge drop in durable goods orders months over months, from positive 16 to negative 10. We'll see how that fares, because if that comes in on point there, you're going to see deterioration in stocks, but you might see some rallies in the bond market helping mortgage rates. But definitely that's coming tomorrow. What we're going to see today, like I said, you're going to see an uptick in rates today. Well, we just got a little reprieve here. You can see that right through there. This is a live chart that we're seeing, folks. So again, how you follow mortgage rates, is this is the best way to follow it. How? Follow me. No, just kidding. What you do is you want to follow this chart. This chart is up through here. It's called the MBS. That's a mortgage-backed security bond. So all you have to understand is this right through here. If the direction of the bond is going down, it means rates are going up. There's a yin-yang. There's a flip-flop effect. So if the rates are, this price is going up, rates are coming down. So we saw a nice little pop right there. So our rates coming back, we'll check, and you're going to have to come back to the closing bell to see how this fares for the day. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I actually do this report twice a day to inform you guys what is in the economic news that will be affecting these things and the whys behind it. Hopefully I'm explaining the whys for you. If not, please reach out to us. I'd love for you to understand how this all works. And also, if you're out there looking to buy or looking to refinance, I'd love to be able to help you. Folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. That means I work at a federal bank, and I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan, or we're going to shop your rate to over 30 different lenders. So what we can also do is compare rates with up to 30 different lenders. So let me say this. If you're out there and you're looking for a mortgage quote, you got one or two or maybe three, pick the best one you have, call that lender, and make sure they give you the best foot forward. And you're going to say, I'm going to get this reviewed. If you win, I'll go with you. If you don't win, I'm not going to go with you. What I need you to do is pick it, make sure you do your due diligence, and then upload it right here into the loan estimate review. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a personalized video back comparing your offer to what we can get you from the 33 lenders that we use. Now, let me explain that a little bit for you. So I work at a federal bank, but we're also, I guess we act like, I'll say, a broker. We're set up with 33 other lenders to be able to offer you their programs, their rates, everything, and we facilitate the whole thing for you. For our services, there is no direct fee to you guys. We work with all the lenders, and we're actually a federal bank. So we get compensated by these banks by putting loans through them. So that's, I could be your loan officer and quote you up to 33 bank different rates. So that's what we're focusing in on there. But here's what we do. You upload your loan estimate into this. I'll send you a personalized video back to see if we can save you on fees, rates, maybe both of them. So that's what we can do for you there. If you just want to check out some other services that we offer, we just launched a 5-day HELOC. So if you have a low, low interest rate first, and you're like, man, I'd like to tap into some of that equity that I have just to pay off those interest rates, you know, high interest rate credit cards. I looked up the other day. Do you know most credit cards have a 20.9% rate on them? Check your rate and see what that is. So we're offering a 5-day HELOC. It's right through here. You basically do everything online. You don't even need to talk to us, really. Down through here, everything is 100% online. There's no prepayments penalties on this loan. Is it tax deductible? Well, you're going to have to check with your tax advisor. Is how quick can you get the money? Well, most of these will fund up to 5 business days. Within 5 business days, you can get your money. The average rate, well, you pay. It. That's the cool thing about this is you do the whole thing yourself. You pick the rate, the term, how much money you want, the fee structure, you click it, and everything will be done for you. So check out that. That's one of our newest features. And then we have a whole bunch of other stuff right across the board up through here, folks. So enjoy watching. I hope you enjoy watching my videos. I hope you learned something today. If you would join me back later today at the closing bell, and I'll let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. If you need any assistance, please just go to the rate update, and you can ask Dan right through here. Thanks for watching. See you later today. Bye-bye.